The last known widow of a Civil War veteran died today. Alberta Martin was 97. She died in a nursing home in Enterprise, Alabama, 139 years after the end of the Civil War. Alberta Martin was born in 1906 to sharecroppers in the tiny settlement of Danley's Crossroads, Alabama. At the age of 18, she married and gave birth to a son, but was widowed shortly thereafter. A year later, she met William Jasper Martin, a Confederate veteran some 60 years her senior. Speaking to independent producer Joe Richman in 1998, Alberta Martin recalled their meeting.
I know he was way on in his 80s. I couldn't exactly tell you how old he was. I don't reckon he really knew how old he was. And first and last thing, he asked me if I'd marry him. And I told him I would. He went in the house and asked my daddy if he could have me, and it's hard to feed me. So we got married 10th day of December, 1927.
Alberta Martin says she called her husband Mr. Martin for as long as he lived. As for whether she loved him?
Well, I don't know. It ain't the same love that you got for a young man. He slept on one bed and me on the other. I don't know, just almost like living with your daddy or some of your folks or something most of the time. People, when they get old like that, they don't require kissing and hugging and necking and first one thing another. The old saying is, better to be an old man's darling than a young man's slave.
William Martin died several years after they married. Alberta Martin later married his grandson, Charlie. She'll be buried alongside Charlie Martin on June 12th in the New Ebenezer Baptist Church Cemetery in Curtis, Alabama.